There aren't four signatures on the check. There are four signatures on the bank card. A bank card can have as many, as far as I know, a bank card can contain as many signatures as you want. And, you know, it was up to us to decide on the two signatures. And you can have to have three signatures on that account.
But only those four people then can spend money on and do you have an organized set of books? What I mean by that is
no, we haven't developed them yet. We really haven't had cash flow sufficient, but we do have complete records.
You got a checkbook, which is
keeping. Yes, we have a checkbook.
That right now. Yeah. Organized.
Yeah. We have a disorganized book.
The other thing to address accountability a little bit more is that we've been trying to make out receipts for all money that we've taken in. They have been, and you know, it's just been starting in the last, you know, with October sales we started it, and that's going to give us a little bit more accountability. You know, we don't know how far we have to account, but I think we see we're willing to go pretty far right now. Try to do as best as we can.
I don't mean to be difficult. I really don't. This is a question that came up in my area when we were talking about finance stuff, and it was about getting a signature on the deposit slip. When you deposit money into the bank, the problem was somebody might mess up funds and accountability. Can you explain that?
Again, yes. As a matter of fact, I'll show it to you. I brought some of the checks away down with me.
I got a little file here. I have a hard time finding
something. But, yeah, on our deposit slips, and ever since I noticed them, I noticed the line I've been finding. I didn't notice it before, you know. But there's a line on there for whoever makes the deposit to sign it. Okay? And I assume that these kind of checkbooks are available just generally. You know, and I make the deposit. It's itemized on the back. This is the source. The cash source is just marked down on here as cash. But so far, all the cash we've taken in is accounted for in receipt tabs. As a matter of fact, so far, my part of this, Robin's part of this, we have accounted for every penny. We have records of every penny that we've spent or received, I believe. One thing, I made a personal commitment when I took this on that I was not going to spend my personal money on this, because I felt bad about myself for doing that before. I feel like it's real self-personal. In my opinion, that's real self-will. If the service project means so much to me that I have to spend my personal money on it. Now, in the very beginning, when we started our first meeting and one or two people were the group, we spent our personal money on literature and this and that, but we were the group. That's a different thing, I think, than this. Okay, to go on, this is what our checks look like, and our books so far are, and I just brought these are blanks, you know, it's just got the balance up here. The balance at that point in time was $112.84. And our books so far are just along here, and then there's an envelope there for receipts. And we have all of our receipts, and where we, if we neglected to get a receipt, we've written a note and put it in there. Okay, and I don't think we've neglected to get too many receipts. I don't think we've neglected to get any, but I'm not sure. But that's the what we've done up until this point with Ann and Walter.
I'll interrupt just for a second.
Hey, Brian.
Are you also getting receipts from the advisors?
Yes.
Did you receive the $12 or whatever you're trying to receive?
No, I don't think we have. I know I've been, since we started taking cash money, and I've been writing receipts to subscribers, and I've sent back some in the last 10 days or so. Well, pretty soon the time I came here, but I don't think it was done before that. Currently, we are.
Yes, the check would be a form of their own state anyway.
Yeah, some pay by money order, and all the payment that has been in cash, any payment that we have received, Robin and I, in cash, for single copies or subscriptions, there's been a receipt written for. I can't say that goes for money orders, because I know that some money orders went past that didn't get a receipt. So far, I don't know. Yeah, they have a receipt for the money order, I guess. But I think we do need to write acknowledgement of receipt, and a receipt would be good way to do that, and also provide us double capital. Yeah.
I'm too real panicked. I like to clear up some confusion, because when I was in Milwaukee, there was an $8 price for subscriptions anyway. And me and not how many others gave $8. And we didn't receive any receipts, we didn't sign any letters, and I've yet to receive any issues except one that I got in Milwaukee. And I just wonder how me and the rest of a lot of other people can clear this up today.
Okay. I'll tell you what was done to take care of that. We sent out a letter describing the whole situation to all the regions. We've sent a letter to the regions indicating that we have, in fact, lost our subscription list. We don't have it. And asking anybody who subscribed to send their name in. And we've stepped back since the editorial committee has taken over the production and distribution. We've set back the approximate number of issues the best we can guess so that we can fill those subscriptions that people send in and tell us that they've sent them in. The original price, $8 for charter subscriptions, was the price for charter subscriptions, and was announced and was available through the World Convention. At that point in time, you know, we thought that'd be enough to get us started, and it did get us started, but it wasn't enough. Didn't look like it was going to be enough to cover it. We went to $12, and it's been $12 since then. Does that answer your question? The best, all I know is that we've sent a letter to the regions. We haven't sent it to them, the second letter. We sent a letter to the regions describing what's going on with the NAWA, then to all the concerned members of the subcommittee in detail about all the correspondence that's gone on. And now we're sending a letter to all the regions explaining about the subscription list and the money and what, you know, what's happened, and asking the regions to inform their members that if someone subscribed, you know, before the 15th of October, that they should send their subscription in. You know, let us know that they subscribed and that they'll get their magazines. That's the best we can do. It seems that we won't get our subscription list. At least that's what I was told last night.
How do I go about getting my subscription? Send your letter.
Just first of all, could you just give me your name and address after the small one that I had your October and November issue?
Yeah. We'll take care of what we can take care of that here. Okay? And in the next group conscience we'll announce that. Anybody who has subscription and we'll take your name and address down and have them that way.
Thanks.
Sure. Brian.
Yeah,
Mr.
Matic.
Well,
I had a question. It's a little out of order. It was back to something about earlier. Let's see, what was it?
campus.
Oh, yeah. I was just curious. I mean, it's, apparently you lost, apparently the committee lost the member who was in charge of finance and distribution and all that. Y'all have the authority to appoint someone to replace them, to replace that individual.
Well,
right now, you're kind of getting biased doing it through the editorial staff,
yeah.
Which I know they're more or less
permanent. You know, what we're directed to do is the motion said WSC form a subcommittee to administer the publishing of the recovery mix. So, we're just about doing that the best we can. We're taking care of the distribution ourselves. Now, a member has volunteered to do layout for us, and that's, you know, the previous person was doing layouts, getting the printing done, taking care of the distribution and accounting. Now, what we've expanded the editorial committee now, and it includes a lot more members, so the editorial committee won't have so much editorial to take care of. Maybe just finalization, final proofreading. Actually, the existing editorial committee is going to end up being a proofreading committee. And then we can take care of, you know, center the administrative around the P.O. box, around where the paper flows, take care of the accounting. And right now, we're looking at pricing out production. The production was done starting with October and November, the most expedient place and way by a member who was willing to get it done immediately when it needed to be done. And I guess what we're looking for now is possibly if that member wishes to continue or just wanted to kind of bail us out of a problem and wants to participate. That member happened to be at one of the original meetings and is an original member of the subcommittee.
The next thing I wanted to put possibly in the form of a motion or an amendment to the motion made earlier regarding the subcommittee, we passed a motion that all editors of all newsletters currently in existence are automatically members of the subcommittee. All editors, all staff people and everything else, right? But I don't remember making any provision for informing them of that. And just those attending right here and now.
Oh, they will be informed. They will be
informed. I'm sure of that. And we have the subscription. We have the list compiled of all their newsletters and recovery magazines. Y'all are planning to take the responsibility. Or would y'all take the responsibility for informing those people by mail?
We've been mandated to, yes. Just the past motion means that we've been mandated to. They'll receive.
That was implicit, I think.
They'll receive all this written material if they haven't received it previously. Most of them have received it previously. As assumed members of the subcommittee,
yeah.
And they'll receive the notification that we made. You know, they don't have to be if they don't want to be, but they're offered to be if they'd like to be.
Can I back up a minute? And what I want to say is, if you know of anybody that used the check to pay for their subscription in Milwaukee, tell anyone whose check has not been returned to them yet to just stop payment on that check, and to send, you know, maybe a copy of that of just to state that they paid for it in Milwaukee, that they stopped payment on an $8 check, and send a new check to the PO box. That's going to help us pick up on whatever we don't have.
That's one possibility, but if they say they paid for it, we'll still send them the magazine. Mm-hmm. We're not going to
also got to figure it's usually a $10 service charge.
Right. And if they're not willing to do that, well, that's okay. We'll still send it. I was told that there is a possibility. This is purely hearsay. We can all pray. There is a possibility that folks who subscribe will, at Milwaukee, will be receiving their money back. Pardon?
If they state that they bought the magazine,
you betcha. You betcha. You betcha. Yeah.
No, we haven't made my motion yet.
Go ahead.
I'd like to address that more
point.
I'd like to make a motion that we continue to include a financial statement in each issue.
Brian, second?
Yep.
Discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to make amendment to that motion that they also be accountable to the fellowship.
That's implicit in that. How do you mean account?
On request that I could look at what books you have and the subscriber.
Well, no, as a member of any...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
How about a separate motion that any member of the book of the fellowship can upon request see the books? Second, the amendment.
The amendment would agree that the books would be available to...
And be accountable to fellowship, exactly what you said, plus the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 work, be accountable to fellowship. The fellowship.
Second. Discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, we're past our time, and yes.
I'm sorry for drifting in and out and just catching the answer to this. Did you touch upon production at all?
No, we haven't. You sure could, but what we said was we'd stop at 5:30 and address questions that we hadn't addressed on newsletters. And then we decided then after that that we'd go on. What I'd propose to do is temporarily adjourn the WSB subcommittee, go back into the newsletter and periodical workshop particularly, and address questions, and reconvene the WSB subcommittee when maybe we satisfactorily answered the list of questions, or done what we could to answer the list of questions, shared our experience. Does anybody... Yes. Let me follow up. Sure. Pretty good.
Could we pause?
Could we? Someone moved to that.
I'd like support staff to input work out.
Until we answer the question. Stand moved in second. Session. Moved in second. We close the WSB subcommittee to administer the publishing of the NAWA workshop until the questions on newsletters and periodicals are dealt with.
When's that going to be, right, man?
We're going to close and then we're going to go right into that, I reckon, until 7 o'clock, and then we're going to take a break till 9 o'clock. Hopefully we can come back into the WSB subcommittee session at that time. All in favor of the motion, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Okay. Now, list of questions. Ed made a motion to go. Where else for my list of questions, really? Did you steal it?
Well, let me know.
I don't have yours.
You got an uncanny sense of timing.
Huh?
You have an uncanny sense of timing.
Okay.
I'm a hard part of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here's the question. I just
wondered if I have a question.
I just run down them all, and then maybe we won't have to go into other ones with the first ones. If there, questions are financing. How do you work around donations? Keeping in tradition, reproduction from other literature. How to effectively solicit input, distribution, subscriptions. Could fundraisers be done by newsletters? AFC donations, or are they outside donations? Where can you distribute? How do you start a newsletter, the format for a newsletter, legal implications on publishing, printing, least expensive production distribution, traditions violations, sort of open, how do you set up an input workshop, what should we edit, and or should we edit?
They want anybody to go to the outside, they need to leave the bike.
Okay.
They need down in the lock, it's 5 foot down.
Okay, if everybody keeps on top of me and reminds me when it's 10 till, we'll see if we can't close down at 5 because...
Bill, yeah. Are we closing? 7 till 9?
Yeah. 7.
My name's Matt.
Hiya.
Hiya.
I like to go with finance, because that's really where I was my best one. Yeah, in a way.
First question.
And it's also because... But, It sounded like to me that the NA way is really is very accountable. The finance, the structure and stuff. I was wondering if any of this stuff has to be reported to the government in any way, or if it's there for just in case of like an audit. And how do you do that with the newsletter?
Quite easy. I guess the main thing is funding. Let's say it's being accountability of funding for a newsletter, like for a basic area newsletter type of thing. Okay. I'm Pete, I'm an addict.
Hey, Pete.
From my experience, I find like the best thing that's worked, you know, that's all I can really say, because it's only the thing that's worked for newsletters, I've been involved on other things work for other newsletters, but, suggested donations, as far as for generating funds, seems to be the best thing, have a suggested donation for your newsletter, to cover expenses, and that's it. I've seen newsletters funded by an area service committee, and that never really quite worked out. We were like way down on the totem pole of priorities, and you know we were always the ones that got cut out. So you know, our area had agreed to give us $50 a month. They never had to give it to us. We'd always be high and dry without the money, and somebody would be coming out of their pocket. With no suggested donation on it. With suggested donations, even if someone has to come out of their pocket, the money comes back. You know, later. And, for some odd reason, it seems to help distribution. Don't ask me why or how, but more people seem to be interested in it when it costs money. I don't understand that. Accountability, it's real important just to kind of keep your own nose clean. You know, to just write everything down when it comes to money, keep it real, you know, keep it real neat, and, you know, anytime you sell an issue, write it down in one column, dollar, and anytime you sell a subscription, you know, I heard last night, you know, just keep all the subscriptions a triplicate, you know, I'll go right along with that. I haven't been doing that, you know, it's real crazy, you know. As soon as you think you flash your subscription books, you know, you go crazy. That means you dress it as a ham for three different people. Yeah, right. Because you might have it in triplicate all in one bag, and you lose the bag. I lost my wallet 2 weeks ago. Boy, I'm going to get with all my cards. But, And just, you know, and for base, particular descriptions, what we have for, like, I got all the names in the left-hand column. Got one column is people that paid, that are paid in full. Got them checked off. They got a year's worth of subscriptions of the newsletter coming. You know, the next column is we'll pay later, you know, and then in there I you know, make a note of each payment they've made and, you know, track it that way. I don't know, that didn't anywhere near what you were looking for.
I think one thing was that I'm curious about is the, you know, is there any kind of reporting that we have to do with their funding?
To the government or anything like that?
The government or the any higher structure of the fellowship?
You know, I don't know about that.
It's responsible to the members you serve. If someone
right.
wants to know where's the money going and all that, you pull out your little ledger and say, well, you know, this is what we got. This is our balance right now. We're this much in the hole or we're this much in the black.
As far as government goes, as I understand it, you know, an entity that deals with money is treated like an individual primarily. Partnerships, joint ownerships, corporations, sole proprietorships, and individuals are treated by IRS the same, basically. And there's a certain set thing there. If income exceeds expenses by, what, $5,000, you need to report. If it, you know, so there's really no reporting necessary by law, according to my understanding, which I'm sure is imperfect. But I would understand it to be that there's no reportage according to law unless income exceeds expenses. You know, considerable amount. IRS and government and everybody like that is going to tell you if you need to report to them. And if in fact you do, if you're accountable, you've got something to report.
Right.
More is going to be revealed, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just dropped him a question basically for the attention to see if anybody else can give us that might know. Future or anybody here too. Just also, what's the difference between subscription and suggested donation?
A lot of times, suggested donation is like suggested donation for one issue. Like our newsletter, we have a suggested donation of $1 per issue. It's usually a 15 to 20 page newsletter. And a subscription is like, you know, saying I want a year's worth of this issue, you know, and I want to pay $6 for that year. We put like $6 for, say they're only paying 50 cents an issue to get a year's worth. Are you saying like if somebody wanted to get a year's worth for free, could they?
No, I was just wondering if the terminology there, if it was something that better if you
yes, Mickey.
I might be thoughtful that when I mentioned, you know, we do have the newsletters available, I mentioned we are self-supporting, kind of like the tradition, and we do have to take the training and things that we've heard, and we are asking for it for you. In return for it. I don't know how that's what's worked now. And also, at this time, I'd like to address, since we are on distribution, and distribution of the news, can you make an answer? I assume you can make an answer inside the meeting, but after the Secretary's report, you don't have to do that for the news, but
everybody's looking up here. Well, you know what? I'm Jim Mead. And what we talked about before in the previous subcommittee workshop, I believe would indicate that we all feel that way.
Yeah.
According to the sixth point on NAWA's purpose and function, you know, if that's what it's about, for, you know, about expressing NA recovery, if we're considering ourselves an inside enterprise, I'd say it's very appropriate for us to make announcements. Yes. That's just my opinion, though, if we assume all these things. Each area, I'm sure, has its own idea about that. Pete? Brian?
When it comes to literature inside a meeting, and from the sixth tradition and all that, I think anything that, I might be wrong, but isn't anything that's written by NA for NA, whether or not it is NA approved, if NA literature, it could be in that meeting, and you know, announcements about it can be in that meeting. I'm not really quite sure about that. I know, like, a couple of years ago, when we removed outside literature in the form of steps from one of our step meetings, we formed a committee to produce NA steps, and all that was members of that meeting got together and talked about steps and wrote down their thoughts and drafted together or something, and we take it into that meeting and use that as our step. And the group conscious of that meeting decided that that was NA material because NA members wrote it, and we didn't know too much about NA out here in the rest of the world or the country, but we knew as a group that that material was written by NA members. We knew that it might not be the best material available, but it sure as hell wasn't an outside thing. And does newsletters and stuff written by addicts for addicts? And I don't know, can anybody clear that up for me?
I had Brian next.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, the term I've always heard used regarding newsletters was for sale. Okay? Mm-hmm. We use that with our approved literature, too. Hey, we got literature for sale over here in the corner. If anybody's interested after the meeting, box of treasure. And, you know, and who's ever doing newsletters, also, you know, I have copies of the Rainbow Connection or the National News or whatever for sale over here. And that's okay. It's kind of like what we were talking earlier about inside enterprise. You know, it costs money to produce these things, and, you know, in order for them to be self-supporting, what the hell's wrong with them being paid for by those who are going to be reading them? But another question I had that I wanted to bring up, relating to the government dealing stuff, and trying to save money wherever possible and not have to charge any more than need be for our stuff. Can anybody tell me what the procedure is on getting nonprofit mailing status? Paying 13 cents for 1 ounce letter or mailing as opposed to 20. Anybody give me anything on that?
Oh, I've tried to do it. Maybe you have too, more recently than me. Go ahead.
I'm bought on that. I'll give you the exact specifics. I secretary knows the exact. We contacted a main post office in our area, Dayton, Ohio, and got the necessary forms and everything. And right at the tail, they gave them, I think, ended up giving them like a copy of our charter from World Service Office. Nonprofit number, the service manual to show the service structure, and a copy of the tradition. Well, they're in the service manual, and we got the appropriate forms and everything. And I know one requirement was, I don't know if that's national or not, but you had to have at least 200 pieces of mail in order for it to be valid. Mail at one time, take 200 in at once to mail them. It has to be for the nonprofit.
That's kind of like bulk rate mailing.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a little bit like bulk rate.
It was nonprofit bulk rate.
Is there anything that's not? Is there such a thing as nonprofit mailing that doesn't include bulk rate or doesn't require bulk rate? Yeah. That's what I
don't. I've never heard of it.
First class, for instance.
Yeah. How much is that cheaper than?
I don't even know if it's
nonprofit bulk rate. How do you get that?
I've never heard of it without being bulk rate. I don't know.
To the best of my recollection, nonprofit bulk rate is 7 cents for a normal size envelope, like 1 ounce letter. And nonprofit
first class, 13 cents. So they'll take the shit out of 40 cents.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the post office is fine.
Yeah, again, just to reiterate what he said, if you go to a post office and ask them for it, they'll give you, in my experience, they'll give you a thing, fill out form. And you take and fill out that form according to the way they say and give it back to them, and they then pass judgment on it. Right now, we don't have the service structure we talked about where there was a blanket board that owned the service enterprises that had a non-profit status for the fellowship and all the enterprises. But we do have a World Service Office that could possibly act for us in that capacity, and I'm not just sure exactly how we can use their numbers, but I know they've made them available for service boards and other service boards and committees.
My name's Bill Brown.
Hey, Bill.
We've been dealing with my mouth into this problem of putting the area in the reason of giving a non-profit number. And all we did was, all I did as an agent of the committee was right out of Hawk, California, and they were graceful enough to give us that non-profit number that we used, and that's all they required. I also have some experience with Hawk Lake Mill. Considered you have to have 200 pieces, and that's basically all. You get a form, but copy the charter, non-profit number won't help. File with the whoever you need to file with.
Did anybody want to know that number?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just read it off then. We'll copy the
number. Give me a pen.
Yeah, really.
What number are we talking about?
Well, I'm not just sure what it is, but what I've got written down is nonprofit NAWSO Corp.
Nonprofit. What
is this? This is a number that's available for subcommittee. Is that number you're saying?
This is the number that's used. It's used as general rule, as far as I know.
Well, is it
there's two numbers, actually. There's a non-profit corporation number, the WSO, and an IRS tax-exempt number, too.
What was explaining to me was the non-profit number we needed for mailing is a non-profit mailing.
So here's two numbers, in the way I've got them written.
This was the IRS.
Now, one is and one's not. Okay, I'll just give you all the information I got, and you can copy it down. Nonprofit NAWSOCORP is what I have written down here. Anybody? Huh? One more time. Nonprofit NAWSO Corp. Number. 79095. Number again, 79095. Okay, next number is headed IRS tax exempt number 78-869. That's
78-869. I've got the number on the, I know what it is, too. It's your tax exempt number, which shows up on the tax returns they would fill out.
Okay.
And it's 95-3090596. And I've used this for a bank to get bank accounts and stuff. No, I don't think it replaces it. I've used all of them, man.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
And that's headed out.
Yeah. That's the federal. It got on here. I can't remember the name. I know what it is. I've seen those tax returns. It's their federal ID number is what it is. Their federal tax ID number is what it is. It appears on the nonprofit tax return, the 990.
Okay. Federal ID.
That's what that last number was.
Yeah.
Federal tax ID number.
Right.
Send a register to World Terms Office.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, that's the first thing we can do, or maybe the second, maybe the first thing we can do is work with our regions and our policy committee and the service structure ad hoc committee to acquire a service board that can own any enterprise providing service to NA, like Ed was talking about before.
We have to explain our service structure for the nonprofit. We got the ball free, but to get nonprofit ball, we have to explain our service structure out low from the world down to the group for them to accept world numbers. I don't know if you'll have, maybe I'll have power to, a lot of them don't have to do that, but we get a post office we dealt with.
Okay. So can we go on to the next question, or do you want to deal with some of those?
I was just going to inquire about charters. State charters or country charters, how do you go about getting them here?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think why don't you look into them? State charters are the thing, but I sort of doubt that we need newsletters. Maybe I'm wrong.
What is a charter?
Okay, the charter that he's talking about is to incorporate a non-profit corporation.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Now, there's already one, you see, there's only already one non-profit corporation that's WSO incorporated that should cooperatively cover all of us in our services. The first thing we can do in terms of charters is I think work with our policy committee and our service structure ad hoc committee in order to get a charter written for a World Service Board that can own all of our enterprises providing service.
I'm Brian of Fanatics.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. I know the nonprofit state charter thing is something we had to do with the Rice and Sons Clubhouse in Marietta. I don't know if they have to do that here in Memphis with their clubhouse, but things like clubhouses apparently do have to be chartered in some way, shape, or form as a nonprofit organization or corporation or something. I think they deal with a lot more money, a lot more clothes. Like that.
Yeah, that's one of the things we need to look into with the NA way is we need to look into all that. But I don't know anything about it. Yes, I'm sorry.
I don't know if it's necessary to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to table that charter shit for now and
how about we just go on to the next question?
Let's address the distribution that we were on. We're starting to be in the distribution.
Oh, was it? Okay. Do we want to divert from the questions? Stay with
me.
Okay, the questions go like this in the order we got them: finance and how do you work around donations? Maybe we've talked about that. Keeping in traditions, reproduction from other literature, how to effectively solicit input, distribution, and subscriptions. What you talking about? Fundraise beyond. I don't care how we do them. You want to do distribution.
Distribution,
I need input on that.
Pete,
how do you distribute?
Newsletter?
Yeah.
Freedom?
Yeah.
We have someone working on it, like Bill A. from Allentown. We'll ship them around the country. Our first issue we made, it was a 20-page issue, and we made 500 copies, and started out distributing it and taking it to area services, regional services, gave bunches to people in all the area services in our region, told them to take it back to your area, circulate the shit out of it. We got hold of a good, you know, fellowship-wide, you know, mailing list, and we just started sending it out to a bunch of people all over the country, because we just, you know, we just wanted to, first issue, we wanted people to know that it's there, and that, you know, this vehicle of communication on recovery is available, and if, you know, we'd like your input, your ideas, and things like that. And, you know, we just kind of went with it, and, you know, for the 500, okay, costs for that, for the 500 copies, we got a pretty good deal. It cost $100 plus we didn't have our shit together yet for a tax exempt, so we paid $6 tax, so it's $106 to print it. Cost about another $20-$24 to mail it. And we got all the, you know, the money came back, you know, by people sending in contributions and stuff, you know, people sending in the suggested donation and, you know, selling it and selling, whatever, groups. But, you know, I mean, you know, like we just, the first couple of issues, I think if you can possibly make a lot of copies, I wouldn't suggest making 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that was addictive, but, you know, make a bunch, make more, you know, and get it all over the place, let people know it exists. Hook up, now that we have, like, there's a network of newsletters and fellowships, hook up with the other newsletters, you know, tell them you exist, you know, just as, like, when I'm working on a newsletter, sometimes you get this feeling like you're isolated, nobody knows how you feel. You're like, you know, all everybody on your staff dropped off, you know, and like you're sitting there, you know, and you swore that you wouldn't do it alone again, but you're fucking doing it alone, and you feel like you're alone. I mean, the thing comes in the mail. There's a new newsletter starting up in East Bumfuck, USA, and they, you know, wow, you know, you just go, whew, it gives you such a rush. You know, because you remember the first time you got involved in a newsletter, and here's this sucker just as excited as you were, and he's saying, hey, I got a newsletter, you know, I need input, you know, I don't know, you know, and the thing, like, is so beautiful, it doesn't matter if there's 20 million mistakes on it, it's the most beautiful piece of thing you've ever seen, but don't ever hesitate on it. If you can circulate it, circulate the hell out of it. You know, because I had experience with a newsletter where the person who was in charge of, you know, the circulation figured, well, you just, you know, very good, you know, person with finances as far as, you know, never got in a hole or anything. But when it came to the newsletter, it was like, the newsletter never, you know, it was real hard to get it out outside of the small area of groups that it was serving because, you know, you can only make that many copies. You know, how many groups we have? 50, make 50 copies. And, you know, I think that's like, being stingy with a message of recovery. You know, parcel. I hope she never hears the state.
Thank you. Robert, how do you distribute and take care of prescriptions?
Well, I was just elected recently to take care of that upcoming issue, so I'm distributing them. Let's see, it was just mailing in the groups, and the people in the groups were given so many to get out to different places whenever somebody went to a convention or out of town to another fellowship, brought several with them. I was basically here.
That's kind of the way it's been with the magazine. We just decided on an arbitrary number. September issue is 350, and at that time we had about 40 subscriptions. Filled subscriptions by hand, took new subscriptions by hand, sold single copy sales at the World Convention, kept absolutely no records at all. After that, the money started coming to the P.O. box, and we started keeping accounts and keeping subscriptions. Now we've got our subscription list in two areas, you know, two people's hands, and soon going to go for three. And I would suggest that for anybody that's dealing with any kind of subscriptions. have at least two people in two different places, and possibly three. Somebody might have a fire or get a fire inside of them or something. And the money we've talked about pretty much. We've sent out all our subscriptions first class so far. You know, because we feel we're all dedicated to as much instant, as much and as fast a communication as we possibly can. I think you've all seen that in the stuff we sent out. And we, you know, we want to continue with that. Whenever we take a subscription, it gets handled just like money until it's put on, you know, until it's marked up on the master list of subscriptions and the two copies, the list of subscriptions. The subscriptions stay in the money bag, just like cash, you know, and they're treated just like money. And we make copies of them just as soon as we get together, handwritten copies of them. And then as we're doing issues, sitting down on a monthly basis to do issues, we get them typed up on the subscription list and copies, carbon copies made, you know, Xerox copies when we need to. And we've distributed single copies on this, primarily this basis. One person has been in charge of the money and has sold single copies to other people, no matter how intimately involved the other people were. Like somebody wants to distribute 30 copies at $1.50 a single copy, they put $45, is that right? Yeah, they put $45, a check for $45 in the treasury, and they get the 30 copies to distribute at single copy price. And that's so far how we've dealt with it, trying to be as straight up and efficient as we know how to be. But we want more input because, geez, you know, safeguards on subscription lists are paramount. Mm-hmm. I've seen, you know, it's been a thorn in a couple spots. You want to talk about Rainbow?
Not really the Rainbow so much, just about my experience with distributing to
others. Do it.
It's Brian. One thing I found real helpful is quite simply, if you're involved with a newsletter, I've done a lot of what Jim was just talking about, you know, buying 20, 30 copies up front, especially if I knew I was hitting the road. And goddamn things are as good as traveler's checks. I've got a ship that seems a little and, you know, we've just had a fairly loose arrangement about that. Yeah, I'm up front, take a risk, and sometimes they've been fronted to me, and it's just their personal accountability thing, but that's pretty shady. You know, I forget, or the person who fronts them to me forgets, and you know, the money doesn't come in, so it's better, if at all possible, to keep them, pay for them in advance. Yeah, hell, I put them in the back seat of the car. That's just one real goddamn simple thing. Leave them in the car. Don't take them home inside with you. Leave them sitting on the shelf somewhere. You know, take them with you. Every meeting you go to, there ain't somebody there selling them. You know, announce that. Say, hey, I've got them for sale. Either bring them in the meeting with you or say, look, I've got them out in the car out in the parking lot. You know? Just as far as that kind of loose getting them around kind of thing goes, that's a lot of what we've done. Especially that going out of town thing, because there's a lot of people outside of town. I mean, with the national news is there, that just went over so big, man. It went over a hell of a lot better in Milwaukee and Atlanta and Stephenville and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia than it did in national in some cases, because people have not seen it, you know, and just, wow, I didn't even know this thing was here, and hell, if you're going to hit the road, I'll share that in personal experience, man. Shit's as good as traveler's checks, really. You
seal them off. Leave a bunch with you.
Yeah, I just have one other thing to say, and that's about counting. You know, and he's talking about them like they are money, and just like all other literature, they are money. They're not anything else but. And Robin bugs at me, and I'm not near as good at it as she is, but we just count everything. We count them when we get them, and we account for each one. We count for each one. And we call ourselves personally responsible. If we lose one, we bought it. Anything more on distribution, subscriptions, subscription lists?
I'll make
them
that the last world list community correspondence I got from Paige had a real good working list of the newsletters in it. And I got a hold of some little envelopes and stuff and with all three kinds of back issues and addressed to every known newsletter. And I'll commit to running with it at hand distributed in place of some posters that I fucked up. And so I'm trying to get a hold of this, doing it, and then taking the envelope and putting it back in the back of the office. Because I did have to get extra subscriptions now. I could still cover people. Anyway, that would hopefully, that would be like trade and certain needs. It's kind of like a co-op system of we give to give and we're going to be able to share. And two, with our distribution local newsletters, whenever we go out, like Hit and Row, going out to out-of-town meetings within the state, take newsletters, let them know, we know they're out there. And they're welcome as well. Surprisingly, better than locals, yeah. But we found it too helpful in trying to, for our staff people to try to cover each meeting is to rearrange our printing schedule to accommodate their service to new meetings and make them available to groups, the hay groups, the first Sunday of the month of the, you know, our, we come out every Tuesday. It'll be available there. Bring them, you know, whatever members in the group want to get one, you know, bring them donation. And then I keep distribution for them. Say, well, this group got something called into this group. And then I got a working reference of their transaction that I can compile later.
Do you have that all written down to use as input as for, yeah.
I've got examples.
Good. Great. Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Chris.
Okay. Fred and Brian and Peter.
And ideally, you know, if you get ahead enough where you got enough that, like, they're already paid for themselves, that you can leave them laying around, maybe hospital institution type things, and so people don't have to change to pick them up. And, or if that does happen, they end up with a bunch of old issues and never were bought. People on the outside like, oh, particular eager by a whole issue when you got to go out and leave those laying around in hospitals and prisons and stuff like that.
Okay, it's quarter till, and that's close enough. So in 10 minutes, the people are leaving for the meeting downstairs, and we'll take a break. Okay, so.
This is just something real quick. I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Brian. So the national news one time, we got into a little bit of a story. You see a little sticker right there? We kind of included that in the issue. This is Steve's idea. He just included that in the issue as kind of a sales gimmick and sort of a way.
He did a post.
Yeah, that's right. He did. Yeah. Forgot about that. And you know, if you have the ways and means to do that, it's not a bad idea. Everybody really liked it. But it
definitely helps
us set their objectives to it. Yeah, it helped the sales out a lot.
All right.
Really?
And then you can charge for those.
Yeah,
the stickers. He had several separate.
Yeah, I was just wondering what, maybe get some feedback from the other newsletters, subscriptions. Does anybody else like take subscriptions on a pay later basis? Where do people on, where do different newsletters stand on that? Like,
does anybody?
We do.
Does anybody else?
Freedom Connection's been doing that. I'm just curious as to, you know, is that a wise policy or do people see that as pretty unwise?
I guess my opinion is that, you know, how we talked about this before. We started each little project, whether it be a party or a retreat or whatever it is, to be self-supporting in and of itself. And newsletters was treated that way, and I carried that perception into the NAWA magazine, and we tried to treat it that way. And I feel like, you know, as long as it's self-supporting in and of itself, if the committee says to distribute some more issues, you know, on the front or something like that, I'm forced to. But I feel like until we can distribute X number of issues on the front and or for free, that it behooves us by the Ninth Tradition not to do so. You don't like my language? I wanted to say something just before we close, and that's, I think we can just make a real step here between the newsletters, inter-newsletters, and between the magazine and the newsletters, by carrying back to our committees, whatever, the idea of trading subscriptions, so that all the other newsletters and magazines is one of your regular subscribers and everything. Now maybe that won't work with the committee, so decide not to do that. But there might be a member who would buy a subscription there for the other another newsletter or something like that. I don't know what exactly we can do, but maybe we, I don't know if there's appropriate motion or something like that. And one of the things I want to say before we got into that was maybe the subcommittee, the WSC subcommittee, is really a newsletter and periodical subcommittee rather than just what it was designed to be. Maybe that's what it really is and needs to be. And I'd be willing to speak to the subcommittee that we'll work and do what we can to coordinate communication between the newsletters within the fellowship, and we'll gratefully act as clearinghouse for any of that. And in addition, you know, I'd like to, I'd say there's nobody in the world who I'd more like to see buy a bunch of single copies of this than the people in that we associate with newsletters. And by the same token, I'd like to buy some, you know, some single copies of yours, and if you've got them available, you know, I'm talking about the people, the individuals, and acting as distribution agencies for each other. Like Brian says, it's a self-supporting thing. You know, once you put it, it's like buying a Mercedes. Once you buy one, you keep getting them. Okay. I had a couple comments from Mickey Pete, and I don't know who you say who was first.
No, I was just kind of addressing that thing on subcommittees and co-ops. This is because it's hard. Okay. Once we get the back shop line, and that's bulk mail, and then, like, if we want single issue, we'll be able to take that bulk there, up to 10 times 22 for a stamp, and then we'll talk to me. That's basically the must cost co-op, or it's going to hold your expenses, whether they're included with the rest of your subscription, you know, it's from the regular subscriber. Because, you know, co-op is a separate thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and additionally, it sounds like a good piece of work and input on production and distribution for the magazine.
It shows.
Well, Pete, do what you can.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that this has been happening informally. You know, I've had at least six different newsletters that have sent. Just they've begun, and they've done it more than one. They've done it on a monthly basis for a few months now, sending the, you know, their latest issue to the Freedom Connection. And there's some that are even sending to the defunct clean sheet that's been defunct for a year now, and they're still sending issues to their clean sheet.
Yeah.
And but, you know, so it's been happening informally, and it's happening more and more, but it would be neat to just kind of, yeah, I'd like it being brought up here and you know.
Now, one other thing down exactly, or similar lines in introducing another, we said we were going to break it right now, but maybe this is 5 minutes, okay. One other thing is reproduction from other sources, other literature is in here, and it's a whole topic, but maybe to introduce it would be that we could make our input, our articles available for reprint to the other newsletters. And we'd have to know each of us would have to know the other's requirements. Now, we've pretty much put our requirements straight up. We have to have signed release. You've all got signed release. You've all got releases that you can take. You can take this here release and just put a little bit of a thing on there that says, I hereby give the clean sheet and the NA Way magazine, dot, dot, dot. You just write that on there, and it covers you and us. And you see, and that way, I don't know, maybe that's not viable, but maybe it is too. You've all got that, and you've got that option to do. That way, you would have releases, and of course, maybe you're a subscriber, you're people who wouldn't want to sign that release, and if they didn't, that was just fine. You could still use their input if your guidelines permit.
We were talking that earlier about just give them a copy and get a release on there.
Well, that and whenever you would get one of those releases, I would personally request from the editorial committee that you just duplicate it. Go ahead and duplicate it and send it to us. That way, the release is in two files.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your release is in two files, and you know maybe another thing that the subcommittee could do is provide a filing system for newsletters.
Kind of like WorldWid has a file.
Yeah. Because one thing that we proposed. Yeah, one of the things that we proposed to do is, for instance, I've got a file here for inappropriate input. Some of it needs to go to you guys, to newsletters. Some of it is input for newsletters, okay? Some of it is inappropriate in terms of the president message within our format at any rate. All of our input, most of it's going in the first edit form so you can read it the first typing rather than handwritten. It goes to the World Service. To the World Service Conference Literature Committee and the World Service Office, all of them. Okay, and that way there's a filing system, ongoing filing system. That stuff is and literature input, and it's voice input or whatever in the archives of the fellowship, and I think we could maybe provide that service as a WSC subcommittee for newsletters, a filing system. I'm asking for a lot of work. But it's just ideas. It's ideas.
That's great.
Yeah.
Something that just flows through, you know, like a concept newsletter. You know, like say one month, you know, a particular problem in your area, like say in and outers constantly, or you know, a real lack of gratitude, or you know, say there's one particular concept that really needs to be drunk. You know,
right
to that thought, and say, hey, give me a shitload of input on this. You know, and you got like 20 different members wrote something, and you've got it on file, and you get all this shit done, and you get this newsletter that's just packed with whatever you need, whatever your top dress, and you know, just have that available is pretty sharp.
Nice.
Make that possible. Fucking hey, it works if you work.
How about let's take a break at 9 o'clock? We can sit here and take a break if we want. if you're hardcore enough.